You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Well, I know what you were saying to yourself. You're saying, Chris, I know they ended the Paranormal Activity series. I mean, they gave it a, proper ending, but kind of a decisive ending. And it seems like they were like, well, that's it, guys. I guess you're going to have to get your found footage thrills somewhere else because Paranormal Activity is tired of being your whipping boy. But wait, what is this? Paramount Plus just kind of low-key snuck out a Paranormal Activity movie. I was like, wait, what? What's happening? There's another Paranormal Activity film? Yes, there is. It's called Paranormal Activity Next of Kin. It's not playing in theaters. It's playing on your TV. But, you know, it's a found footage film. What possible fucking difference could that make? Right? But hey, now we get to see more. What's her name? Katie. Is she going to come back again? Is maybe we saw isn't the final ending? Well, guess what? You're still not going to know because this is them going, we'll just use the name Paranormal Activity and just basically do a completely different type of found footage movie that has nothing to do with the rest of that series. In fact, I was calling this Paranormal Amishtivity, which seems a little bit more accurate. Oh, wait, I forgot the movie didn't want to other the Amish. So at one point they're like, well, they're not actually Amish, dude. They got the hats, they got the haircuts, they got the lifestyle. That's fucking Amish.
It was their cover.
Yeah, their cover is being Amish. Paranormal Activity Next of Kin, though, has a pretty impressive resume with who's involved with making it. William Eubank, the director, sent some pretty popular films, including the sci-fi films Love and The Signal, and then a movie that was to mixed results, but I really liked a lot, the sci-fi horror film Underwater. I was like, okay, this is an interesting director who tries different things. And then it's written by Christopher Landon, who broke out with writing the big hit Disturbia, has written several of the Paranormal Activities. He directed and the movie Happy Death Day to You, and Freaky. I'm like, this guy is quite good, actually, overall. So what could go wrong? A lot, apparently.
The second you said he did all these sci-fi movies, I'm like, come on, okay, at this point, I don't know.
Why did he even say yes to this film is the big question I think we have to answer, or either one of them. And did they, in fact, really do it? Or did they just do it like Michelangelo would hire people to paint shit for him? He's like, look, I put in the numbers where you can put the colors, just do it.
That's the origin of that, paint by number, Michelangelo.
That's exactly how he did it.
I am Chris. Joining me is Mike.
Howdy, howdy.
Bradley.
Ooh, so spooky, scary.
Every time. And Santiago.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so story of this particular film that, once again, prepare yourself, not really a Paranormal Activity film, but hey, what the fuck? It's another found footage film. Although it's the seventh film with Paranormal Activity in the title. It's set on this farm in Amish country, the Baylor Farm. And it follows this character named Margot, played by Emily Bader, who was grown up adopted. She's used one of those genetic tracing kits and found out, because she was abandoned in a hospital entranceway by her mother, that in fact she even has the surveillance footage from. And she's shooting a documentary with friends about figuring out where she came from. So she got linked to this young Amish guy who lives on the farm, and he invites her to, he's on, what do you call it, Rumspringa, where he's allowed to actually leave the farm and do shit. So he's like, yeah, yeah, I'll meet up with you. And they all get invited back to the farm, and the family kind of absolutely know at first, but then reluctantly allows them to come in and start filming stuff. With her cameraman, played by Roland Buck III, and her sound person, played by Dan Lippert. It's kind of creepy, but, I mean, I've been to Amish country, and it is, it's off-puttingly creepy because it is so different. And like this is, I feel like no one wants us here, and they probably don't. And these people clearly don't really want them there either. But she's determined to figure it out. They're in a old creepy room, metal frame beds, what have you. There's little hints here and there that something's wrong, especially with Jacob, the dour elder, who keeps saying, you know, things insinuate like you ain't going anywhere or you're one of us now, that sort of thing. And she's like, yeah, I don't like that. Or this little girl going, when she tells her, oh, my mother used to live here. The little girl says she's still here. She doesn't like you. Okay, so creepy stuff's happening. She's finding stuff. She's finding hidden crawl spaces. Even worse, she finds inside a locked church a thing. I'm not going to say precisely what it is until close to the end. You know, I always go, I am that dumb white guy who does the thing in horror movies that everybody yell at you not to do, like read the book out loud that's written in Latin and in blood. Sure, I'd still do that, or go down in the basement where those weird sounds are coming out with a flashlight you have to keep shaking. Sure. But fuck this shit. Are you crazy, bitch? What are you thinking?
Yeah, there's a lot of moments in this that are like, that's a bad decision. Actually, from the get-go, you're like, this is just a bad decision. Just don't. Just fucking don't. Like, you won't even be able to listen to your Spotify playlist, minimum, while you're out here. Just don't fucking be there. Like, I'm such, like, addicted to, like, my things, like, internet-wise or even, like, power-wise. I'm like, there's no way I could even consider the idea of visiting an Amish person, let alone being, like, freaked out by little girls going, they don't like you. I'm like, okay, I'm just going
to
go.
Yeah, Chris, why did you go to Amish country? I'm kind of curious.
Well, you just drive through it. I mean, like, I've had relatives in Pennsylvania, so be like, okay. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it.
For a moment there, it sounded like you were doing a, you know, found footage mockumentary in Amish country.
No.
He was part of the Amish Mafia crew or whatever. Remember that that weird TV show they did or whatever? Right, like an Amish Mafia or some shit? I don't know. That was somehow far more interesting than this movie, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because these are, I mean, it doesn't really go anywhere that you don't realize pretty quickly that's exactly where it's going. In fact, the only surprise was that, yes, this is in fact no way connected to the previous Paranormal Activity films.
Yeah, there's like, there's the setting itself, like you said, it can be a creepy thing, and there's some moments that are like, you know, unsettling, but that's only because I'm a superstitious Mexican, and if you put me in an area in the middle of the woods with white people and nothing, I'm going to be spooked by that in general. But that's really all I got from it. Like, even all the stuff that's supposed to be spooky, I'm just like, I guess, like, I don't care about any of this. What was the name of the demon? Amadeus? What the fuck was his name?
Like, maybe I'm, like, the whitest person here then, because I found nothing crazy about the Amish country, or the beards, or even that little boy that would kind of zonk out and creep around. I'd be like, that's homeschooled for you, you know?
Nah, yeah, the people were, you know, just a little bit off-putting. They were kind of sweet, almost, you know, until they weren't.
But that's the thing, like, who cares? Because these main characters, they're not even characters enough to be unlikable. There's, like, the one guy who they kind of meet up with, who's the cameraman guy, who is kind of an oddball, and you kind of like him more than the others, because at least he has a defining personality quality in some way, that he's kind of an oddball, but other than that, I was like, I don't give a shit if these people get killed, if they don't get killed, if I just fall asleep halfway through this and never find out. It's all good.
Yeah, that's kind of the main thing about the movie, is that, because even in the original Paranormal Activities, like you said, there was some interesting stuff going on in it, because a lot of times you don't really know what's going on, especially in the first couple of them. And it uses a lot of the creepy, like, still, this is a still thing that's going on. Like, it preys upon the unknown more than anything. Because you're in a room by yourself, and then something moves, and that's enough to spook somebody. And a lot of times, that was its bread and butter. This movie doesn't even feel like it wants to do that, like in any way, really. Like, there's a couple of times where it kind of does it, but even then, it never sticks to its found footage, is really what it comes down to. Because there are sequences in this movie where, like, who's holding the camera? Who is, like, there's a part where, like, a certain thing is happening, and you're like, there's no way there's a camera pointed in that direction. It's literally impossible. And just, constantly you're just thinking that throughout, if you're trying to be with the movie, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, the one thing they could have done that make this feel like a Paranormal Activity movie is stick to the technique of the Paranormal Activity movies, which is lots of static camera shots. Like, that's kind of the deal. It's a camera that's stuck in one position watching something, or maybe like one of the best moments of the whole series in 3 when it's they put it on a rotating fan, so it's very slowly going back and forth, but it's repetitive until the thing happens. That's kind of the way Paranormal Activity movies work, and that's nowhere in here. In fact, they add this thing just in this annoying moment about halfway through, showing this little kid. It's like, look, see, and if you speed up the camera speed, you can make things go in slow motion so you can see exactly what they look like in if they move at a different, and you're like, what, this is showing this to a little Amish kid, this doesn't even make sense, what is this doing in this movie? Oh yeah, because they want to have an excuse later to use that when they're doing some of the scares, he said with air quotes. I don't know, man, it's a miscalculation in more ways than I thought was possible.
Would it be more appropriate if it said Paranormal Activity presents Next of Kin?
Right.
That actually would make the most sense.
Or if it just said Next of Kin and didn't say Paranormal Activity at all.
It does follow the formula of like two acts with not a whole lot happening and then like a third act with a bunch of wily shit going on. And I guess that is the only, you know, continuation of the Paranormal Activity, you know, formula, I suppose.
And I do think it's a little problematic that it sets up these people who are, once again, I don't care what they say in the movie, they are definitely Amish people in every way, and go like, ooh, aren't Amish people scary? Because they're so different. Ooh, I'm like,
look at his hat and his beard.
I mean, not that like the Amish ever protest almost anything that goes on with the media, because they don't, watch the media, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the movie wants to go out of its way to eat its cake and have it too. It's just with the setting and everything. And but it's when by the time there's like all these reveals that are happening, you're like, no, that makes sense. And this, like, I guess that pretty much from frame one kind of thing, and consistently like throughout the movie. And even like the thing with the demon, because the name of the demon in the last one was Toby, right? That was his name.
Oh yeah, Toby.
It was Toby.
And so
always Toby.
And this one is Angela Lansbury.
Yes, that's all. It's
or something with an A.
But you know, like I, you know, following Margot Martindale or whatever was going on in this movie, I'm so fucking bored. Like, which is really difficult to do when it comes to ghost things, because I like supernatural things in general. Like, if just make it somewhat interesting, and you can keep me there for a while. And this movie I was zoning out fucking constantly.
And the monster, when we finally see it, or at least its effects on what it's like when it's inside a person, the monster Animotion, is really just so boring and generic, and wow, that was it? Okay. That was nothing. I don't know. We could just sit here and bitch about the specifics about this movie all day long, but I don't really see the point. Let's go to final thoughts, and Santi, why don't you get us started?
You know, I have to agree with a lot of the stuff everybody said. I kept looking at my watch and thinking about all the stuff I did today. It's like, why am I so freaking sleepy? Like, I did nod off during this film. I had to rewind it because it was so freaking boring. Yeah, so many questions about, you know, what went on in their heads thinking that they could prolong that for so long. Not to mention the placid characters. Yeah, there isn't really anything good that I can say about this film. I'm not going to waste many people's time. I'm just going to go ahead and give this film a 3 out of 10. Angela Lansbury's.
Mike?
Yeah, this movie's awful. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is a couple sequences that I found somewhat creepy, but they waste them pretty quickly. I think the climax, for the most part, is pretty straightforward. There's one really cool sequence in it that I only thought was kind of cool, only because of kind of the visual of like the pitch blackness and some stuff that's going on in the middle of all that while they're trying to get away. But other than that, yeah, I don't give a fuck about this. I'll have to give it 2 out of 10 Amadeuses.
Brad?
Paranormal Activity? More like Lacktivity.
No.
What?
You just blew my mind.
My favorite thing about these movies is the big scare set piece at the end. And this one is, oh, look, slow-mo. That's the set piece. Slow-mo, something that you've been using on your own iPhone for the past 8 years because you're bored. I will say one nice thing, though. I do like how Emily Bader as Margot, she conventionally showed fear, and I do appreciate that in a lot of these horror stories. Because nowadays, so many people are like, what was that noise? Ah, a ghost. I'm so scared, you guys. But she was like a scream queen, so I liked that. I'm going to give this 3 goat heads on 5 goats.
I'm just ashamed of William Eubank and Christopher Landon. You guys are much better than this. I feel like you guys took a paycheck for this and you were like laughing about it with each other. Like, who gives a shit? It's a paranormal activity film. And you just shat this thing out because I know you've got a lot more talent, both of y'all, than this. Fucking first off, Landon, go and make Happy Death Day 3, please. It's like literally what most of us horror fans out there have been dying to see. What are you going to do next? Just do it. I'll take Freaky 2. It's fine. Whatever. Just not Paranormal Activity. Don't waste your time with this crap. And if you're someone looking for a horror movie, even if you love found footage, don't waste your time with this crap. Go watch the Hell House LLC series. That's great. Those are all fun. There's 3 of them. They're entertaining. Every single one of them. This, it's lazy. Did not care for it. I'm going to give it 1 haircut choice away that Brad is from becoming an Amish person.
He just needs a hat. He doesn't even need to cut his hair. It's fine.
I agree.
I do have a hat.
Start. There we are.
Oh, I thought he was going to, and suddenly like the Frank Sinatra music kicks in. And
yeah, this movie, man. Fucking hell.
Fly me to the moon.